My name is Igor Rosenberg. I'm representing Space Association of Australia. As you can, I try to explain you the whole history why this country does not have active space program, and our space success only limited by launching two orbital satellites in 1967 and 1971. Second topic, magazine. I found Rocket Stamp by sheer stroke of luck, because they posted something and I asked them for correction. Something was wrong, so the chief editor, and I never met him, everything was has been done online in these days, asked me in May last year to write a small side column. It was one by one, three. It was something which we call chain of unfortunate events with Russian spacecraft and rockets for probably duration of 4 or 5 weeks. It was three almost catastrophic events. As a result, in July issue of this magazine, in the end of the day, he published my article, which was rather than short story. It was three-page article, and this was my first attempt, and I hope it would not be last. Unfortunately, publication by financial reasons was on hold. They're going to relaunch new publications in the second half of this year. And give you an idea what magazine looks like. It's covers of the magazines. The name of the magazine, Rocket Stem, is actually give you idea what they try to achieve. They try to find an audience and inspire new generation of space explorers by trying to combine space team with the curriculum, school and university curriculum for all years. The specifically targeted old name was science, technology, engineering and math. New name is STEAM. They added art on top of it. So another four issues look like this. By the way, you don't need to subscribe to this magazine. If you go to their website, which is rocketstamp.org, you can download it for free, and it's absolutely free. So how all of this, obviously Rocket Stamp publication is done in US, and it's very difficult and challenging to find any Australian content.